Hallelujah. He alone deserves our praise. He alone. And nothing is impossible with him. And I want to remind us of something. When you picked up our text for our program about wrestling, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That fight against principalities and powers. Who are these we? We, the children of God. We, the believer. We, Christians. This battle started from the beginning. In Genesis chapter 3, three people were involved. The serpent, Adam, and Eve. And each of them received a curse. The man received his curse. The ground was cursed for his sake. That's why we are struggling to eat. That's why we are struggling before we get what we're looking for. You will till it. That was the beginning of tilling. If you look at the way it is put there, it simply means Adam was not the one tilling the ground. He had serpent. Serpent was his servant. I was working for him. But he received that curse which we are still suffering the men up till now. For the woman, your conception was cursed. That's why you're having menstrual problem. That's why you cry when you're giving birth. They call it labor room. You don't enter labor. Is that not the language you use? Animal, they cry when they're born. Animal, not they cry when they're born. Now only us, they cry. The wife will cry. The man will join and they cry. But when the baby come out, then they are rejoicing. It took place from the Garden of Eden. For the serpent, Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 and verse 15.
And the Lord God said unto the serpent,
see his curse.
Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go.
So it means he has legs that he was walking with.
And dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman.
What? Sometimes I sit down and believe that since it was a curse that made the serpent to begin to crawl upon his belly. Because up to now, we don't know which one be the serpent. It simply means crawling on the belly as an animal is a curse. So I believe that every animal that is crawling on the belly is a species of serpent. If he can curse somebody and say, you from now on, upon your belly, you will be crawling, it means there were no animals that were crawling on their belly. When we were born, when Adam was born, amen, Adam and Eve, did we have different races? If from Adam and Eve, we have Africans, we have Europeans, we have Asians, we have India, we have Chinese, we have different tall, short, fat, from one side, all of us, our papa and our mama is Adam and Eve. So I believe also every creeping thing is a species of the serpent. That is me. Don't argue with me. I didn't make it doctrine. If you know better, accept it. Whatever it is, it cost him. Read that verse 14 again.
Verse 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life.
Do you know until even in the millennium, serpent is not forgiven. He will be eating dust even in the millennium. It was a terrible thing he did. Of course, that is what we are suffering till today. Then the prophecy went forth.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Listen again. Verse 15 again.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
I will put enmity between you, serpent, and the woman. And I will put enmity between serpent, your seed, and the woman's seed. The woman has a seed. He says, the seed of that woman will bruise your head, the serpent, the head. And between and the seed, read it again.
And I put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed.
I am breaking this scripture down for you to understand. I have taken it in a sermon. I've made reference to it several times. That the woman will have a seed, and her seed will bruise the head of the serpent. And you, serpent, you will bruise the heel of the seed of the woman. And I have tried to use the scripture to prove to you that it was a prophecy to be fulfilled. And that woman is Israel, is the woman in Revelation chapter 12. And that child, the seed of that woman, is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you read the story of how Satan will be dealt with, it is Christ that is given the power that will finally finish him. But you will also have your seed. If the seed of the woman is Christ, then the seed of the serpent is the Antichrist. And there will be a fight that will be going on between Christ and Antichrist. And it is the fight that is going on now. Until you catch that, you'll just be a churchgoer and nothing more. He said, we wrestle against principalities and powers. They are all agents of darkness. Against who? It's against the church. Everything that is of Christ, he is ready to attack it. Christ planted good seed in his church. He came and planted tares there also. And the church became a mixed up multitude. And God has always looked for people that he can use. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has always looked for people that he can use. Satan is also looking for people he can use. And I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. He's a spirit. He cannot express what he wants to do until he gets a human vessel that he can use. Hallelujah. God is a spirit. And he needs something physical. He needs a human being to fulfill what he wants to do. Praise the Lord. So that you understand Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. What did he say? There was a need to send somebody
also
to do something for him. What did he say?
Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me.
He said, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? I heard some people teaching that it was the Trinity that we were having meeting. And Jesus, the Son, said, here am I, send me. No, it's Isaiah. Hallelujah. It's Isaiah. He needed somebody that he will use to go and prophesy blindness on Israel. Blind them, because speak truth to them, they will not hear. Present salvation, they will not hear. Therefore, it is that prophecy that blinded Israel and salvation came to us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But now when it comes to salvation, he also needed somebody to use, needed a human being to use. The man, Christ Jesus. So that you'll understand how he came into the picture. So that you understand the peculiarity of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you will understand your own ministry also. And God created Adam and Eve, gave them dominion over the earth. But they lost the certificate of occupancy. God collected it back because he's the owner of the earth. Satan is a liar. He claimed that he's the owner of the earth. He's not the owner of the earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. In the beginning, it's not Satan. It's not Lucifer that created the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. The earth is God's property. He is the landlord. So he collected the authority back. In Revelation chapter 5, can we be patient to read that chapter? That's where the story is very interesting there. Read it.
And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne.
Yes.
A book written within and on the backside.
Uh-huh.
Sealed with seven seals.
Uh-huh.
And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book?
That book is the title deed for the ownership of the earth. It's a certificate of occupation. Who will go back and exercise authority over all this earth since Adam lost it? The book is in the hand of the creator of the heavens and the earth. And it is sealed because before you will, it is sealed with how many seals?
Seven seals.
Seven seals. Each seal there, hallelujah, was something, it was in fact all that he who will collect that book and eventually become the landlord, the certificate of occupancy will be given to, will go through. That is the book. The important is that is the book for our redemption. That is the book, hallelujah, of the book for our restoration. For Adam to be restored again. His children that were lost to be restored again. But among all human beings, who is worthy? Who is worthy? No man was worthy. The reason is because all of us, we are condemned, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And the law for redemption says, before you can deliver your brother, before you can deliver any man, you must be related to the person by blood. Hey. Amen. And you must be willing to deliver that person. You must be willing and be ready and capable of paying the price for redemption. You must be related by blood. The last one, you must not also be in prison. You must be free to be able to deliver somebody that needs freedom. That is why I say, if you are not converted, how can you preach redemption to somebody? No man was qualified. Oh, glory be to God. No man. So that you will understand the reason for the virgin birth. Hallelujah. No man was qualified. Therefore, God himself has to get a man because he needs a man to do this job. There has to be another man that will bypass the curse. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that, but, amen. Going evangelistic now. Hallelujah. I'm going to evangelism because this is the gospel. Go and preach the gospel. This is the gospel. Hallelujah. I preach another message. You can go and look for it. I titled it, Why the Virgin Birth? Why the Virgin Birth? I explain why it has to take a virgin for Christ to be redeemed. Hallelujah. And please read on.
Verse 2 again. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?
Who is worthy? Who? Who is worthy?
No man in heaven.
No man.
Nor in earth.
Whether the man is in heaven, nor in earth.
Neither under the earth.
Under the earth.
Was able to open the book.
No man. No man was able. Not even to look into it. You see why? I've been fighting the attempts to lift up William Branham the way many of them do. I bring him down and place him where he belongs. Because he was not worthy. No man. No man. Oh, David was a man after God's own heart. He was not qualified. Solomon was the wisest man. He was not qualified. And it has to be a man, not a woman. Because to start with, it's a woman that created the fall. Go on.
Verse 4. And I wept much.
Why was he weeping? Because nobody, there's something about that book. If nobody can collect that book, then we will remain eternally gone.
And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book.
Yes.
Neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me.
One of those 24 elders that was shown in chapter 4, yes?
Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah,
hey,
the Root of David,
hey,
hath prevailed to open the book and to read the seven seals thereof.
What is his name?
Lord Jesus.
What is his name?
Lord Jesus Christ.
Listen, read it again. What did he say? He has prevailed. He has prevailed. Where did he prevail? At the cross. At the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prevail. He's the only one qualified to open the book and to loose those seals. And if anybody tells you that William Branham opened the book in 1963, he doesn't understand this scripture. Who loosed the book? The only one that was worthy. Read on.
Verse 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain.
The description of him now.
Having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God,
set
forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the
Lamb. Hallelujah.
Having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou was slain.
You were slain.
And has redeemed us to
you have redeemed God. us. To who?
To God.
By what?
By thy blood.
Oh, glory
out
be to God. Out of every kindred, including Igbo, Efik, Akwanga, Ego, and tongue, and people, and nation, redeem us from all these places.
And has made us unto our God.
Who are we?
And priests.
Who are we?
Kings and priests.
Who are we?
Kings and priests.
Who are we?
Kings and priests.
And what?
And we shall reign on the earth.
When shall we reign? In the millennium. In the millennium, we are coming to rule this earth. But even now, in the spiritual, we are reigning.
Amen.
In the spiritual, we are reigning. The important thing there is, what qualified Jesus Christ to have that authority? He prevailed. Number one is that he was obedient. Philippians chapter 2, from verse 8.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself.
He humbled himself
and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
He was so obedient until even when he saw death, he said, Father, if it's possible to take this cup away from me, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He was ready to die if God will see him through death. And he's not, he's the first after him. That's why that songwriter says, some through the waters, some through the flood, some through the fire, but all through the blood, some through great sorrow, but God gives a song in the night, ceasing and on. He's the first. There is no problem you are going through that can be compared to what Jesus Christ went through. Hallelujah. There is no problem, no problem, no problem. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please read it again.
And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also was highly
exalted. You see the reason. You see the reason now. God, because he humbled himself, even to the death on the cross. And I want you to note something. Anytime they talk about Jesus, they talk about Jesus. You look at his deity so much until you forget his humanity, that he is everything, everything human. The Bible says he was tempted in all things like us. That is why he can succor them that are tempted. That's why he's the high priest of our profession. The Bible says so. Church, he knows what we are going through. The only difference between him and us is that that cause, hallelujah, that kept us in bondage, he was not part of that cause. That cause didn't catch him. But in every other thing, in fact, Satan was aware he was coming. Satan knew that there is a seed of the woman that is coming. Satan has been looking for that woman, that son, to kill. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me not digress. He has been looking for him to kill him. Praise the Lord. And he killed him. It was the seed of the serpent that was killing him at the cross. He was obedient. Therefore, he was given power. Listen very well. He was obedient. He was humble. That's why he was given authority. Amen. He did not receive the authority before he became humble. The authority was given to him because God saw him as a reliable person to fulfill his agenda. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost is given to them that obey. What it means, it's not talking about just the Holy Ghost's eternal life. It's talking about the anointing that will come upon you for God to use you. Before God will use you, you must be humble. You must be obedient. Then he will give you power. He will give you power. Hallelujah. And he will give you power, and he will announce you before the whole world like he did to Jesus Christ. This is my beloved son in whom I am well. Please, hear ye him. Authority was given to him. Authority was given to him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. You want God to use you, Jesus Christ is our example. Hallelujah. He said that ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. But the Holy Ghost is only come upon you if you obey. If you obey. Obey what? Obey the word of God. Obey the spirit that is in you. Church, the Bible says, I think it's Isaiah chapter 8. Hallelujah. Verse 18 and verse 20 or so. Verse 18 to 20. Read it for us.
Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders.
They are for what?
Signs and for wonders.
Do you know why he gave you the Holy Ghost? So that he will use you to perform signs and wonders. And the first wonder on a human being is your conversion. You don't understand me. A rich young man came to Jesus Christ, so rich, but he was very, 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 he was a Pharisee, followed the law, pay his tithe, give offering, give everything, but he knew who he was. Let's see how far you can serve God. He asked him, what will I do to receive eternal life? Jesus was saying, keep the commandment, keep this. I've been keeping them since I was born. He said, there's still one thing needful. What is it? Sell all you have. Give it to the poor and follow me and you'll receive eternal life. Ah! What about doctrine is this? And he walked away. And he turned and told his disciples, it is easier for the camel to pass through the eye of the needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. The apostle then said, then who will enter? Then who qualified to enter? And he made a statement, yes, with man it is impossible. But let that person meet with God. With God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If that person submits himself to God, there is a grace that will come upon him that everything about the wealth of this world will mean nothing to him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is the first sign. That is the first wonder that a sinner, an armed robber, can become a pastor. That a prostitute can become a prophetess. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That a drunkard can become a coordinator in the church. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. That a cultist man, a leader of a cult, can become an evangelist. A murderer can become an evangelist. He's a sign. He's a wonder. He's a power of transformation. Who did it? If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. It's a new creature. The power of conversion. I and my children are for signs and wonders. These signs shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. In my name, they will be making a year of Zeta. You saw what happened the other day, and it happens every time in the ministry. Healing and deliverance people, you know what happens? Disgrace them. Disgrace Satan. Disgrace Satan. Hallelujah. The cripples rise and walk. The dead come back to life. Is it possible? I and the children you have given me, they are for what? Signs and wonders. Therefore, one greatest problem that God has is to find that man, that woman that can be his vessel. Isaiah said, here am I, send me. Jesus Christ obeyed, humbled himself, obeyed till he went to the cross according to the purpose of God. And the Bible says we are called according to the purpose, his own purpose. Our call is to fulfill God's purpose. And that's why our destiny is to be conformed to the image of Christ. But how many, amen, are ready for God to show this accursed world that there is a God that exists? You know, there is something that he said. Isaiah chapter 8 again, verse 18, where you read. And verse 19.
I and the children whom the Lord are giving me,
yes,
are for signs and for wonders in Israel, uh-huh, the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion.
Now verse 19, listen.
And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits.
Seek unto them that have familiar spirits.
And unto wizards that peep, and that mutter. Should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead?
How can I have this God that I'm serving? And somebody will begin to tell you to go to Babalawo. When the demons are using familiar spirits and all this to give glory to Satan, he too has his children for signs and wonders. Somebody says he's a Christian and he's afraid of witches and wizards. So what sign and wonder is God going to use you? And God is wanting in this period to let a community know that there is a God that exists. How many will go to their village and go to the high priest to preach salvation to them? There will be a showdown. A young woman at Wukari, Taraba State, years back, gave her life to Christ. Her father was a medium. The people used to come and consult him, you know. But the daughter gave her life to Christ, living in the same compound. The shrine that he uses for consultation was by the side. And the cloth line was there. She washed her cloth that morning and dried her cloth there. And in the morning, when it was time for the consultation, people come. The man did all the invocation and incantation. The demons didn't come. The spirits didn't come. He did everything. The spirit didn't come. Until afternoon. What did I do? What is happening? Then one of the principalities came to tell him, that cloth that is on the line there, remove it first. Then he shouted at his daughter to go and remove that cloth. She removed the cloth. Then the demons came. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, ordinary cloth, oh, she did not speak in tongue while drying them. Oh, the cloth belonged to a daughter of God. And the presence of her cloth near that shrine kept those demons far away from that shrine because there were angels around there. Oh, glory be to God. Authority. So God used that woman to show that Babalawo father that there is a power that is higher than his own. How many will he depend upon? How many will he depend upon? God is looking for people that he can rely on. Hallelujah. Sister Joy, tell them.
May the Lord depend on you. Loyalty is both his due. Say, oh, that he may depend on me. Oh. Mm. Yeah.
on us. May the Lord depend on you. May the Lord depend on me. Hallelujah. That's a serious prayer point for you to know the purpose of our salvation. God has called us and he will use us to disgrace the enemy that thought he will spoil his program. Hallelujah. And may the Lord use me. I don't know about you. How many people want God to use you? How many people want God to use you? Hey, put down your hand. I didn't say everybody put up a hand. Listen to me before you answer. How many people want God to use them? Eh? Amen. Hallelujah. But before Isaiah could be used, he was cleansed. Before Jesus could be used, he obeyed and followed the rough road. He will take you through a process. Hallelujah. But one thing about this process is that he will give you the enablement to go through it. Amen. Brethren, every opportunity I have to tell Christians about the cross of Jesus, I do it because, unknown to you, it's not everybody that is preaching about Jesus that is talking about the Jesus of Nazareth that went to the cross. Brethren, the Bible said there is another Jesus. There's another gospel. I'm a preacher. There's another gospel. Jesus. There's another Jesus. We don't know which one you are calling. Holy Ghost. There is another spirit. Therefore, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. He said, without faith, revelation, it's impossible to please God. And faith coming by hearing the word of God. And that's why every opportunity I have, because I say it, 25 years of pastoring this church, I am able to know the different spirits that gather here. And everyone here is for a purpose. If you came to church, if you come to Christ, and you come to a church, the reason you came to church is because you are looking for Christ. But when the true children of God come to church, those serpent seeds that are planted at those tares are there to disturb your focus on the purpose for coming to him. You'll be playing politics. Set this against this. Amen. Is it verse 20 or verse 21 of Isaiah chapter 8? There's a statement there.
Verse 20 says,
Before that, you know, let's read that from verse 18 again. Listen. Verse 20 is the summary of verse 18 and 19. Yes?
Behold, I am the children whom the Lord has given me. Are for signs and for wonders in Israel, uh-huh. The Lord of hosts, uh-huh. Which dwelleth in Mount Zion.
Uh-huh.
And when he shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, uh-huh. Should not a people seek unto their God?
Now, go ahead.
For the living to the dead.
Verse 20.
To the law.
To the law.
To the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
And the opposite of light is what? Darkness. Anybody that will not exalt the name of the Lord and lead the people to receive life, eternal life, amen. God did not call you. It's either Satan call you or you call yourself for your reason, for your purpose. If you, the pastor of your church, set up that church so that you can have food to eat, There will be a lot of compromises you will be making. Okay. Amen. People don't know that when you declare yourself for the Christian faith. I have that problem with so many members of this church because many of you, no matter how converted you think you are still not detached from so many of the traditions of your people. It's in this ministry, people who have stayed here for over 10 years, 20 years, I've had reason to speak to them and they tell me, Rofi Mario Osuo, a Christian. Rofi Mario Osuo. And he's reading the Bible. It's now, therefore now, neither Jew nor Gentile. No, to start with you as a Gentile, what is salvation for you? What is salvation for you? Didn't Jesus call us dogs? Amen. You still hear statements like, I can never marry anybody from Mbise. We, from, okay, now you talk up. Where, Abriba? We, from Esekenesi. Esekenesi. We can never marry a Christian. So you are now you want to make your choice for marriage. The first qualification is where you come from. Abba. 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 And you will say, sister, God bless you, sister. God bless you, sister. Abba. How has Christianity been presented to the people? Now you're looking at me and you're saying, see this Hausa man. Hapa. Now Hausa make me call you brother. That's the problem with Christianity. Amen. Where I come from, what we believe, we are ready to die for it. When you give your life to Christ, the first thing that comes to your mind is that you are going to be rejected. So you know the cost of declaring to begin to leave your religion, your people, and go to church. The first thing, they will even kill you for it. So you are, it is suicidal to be seen in some places in the north, northern Nigeria, that you declare to be a Christian. A death sentence is put upon you, and yet people are declaring it. They know the effect, but they are declaring it. I see what you people go, some of you go through. My place, this one, this one, this one. My father say, my mother say, they went to make investigation in the family. They discovered that in that family, when they marry, they know they born. In that family, when they do this one, sister, therefore, we can't marry you. Our people say you are a disgrace to Christianity. A disgrace to Christianity. And you don't know it. That's why Satan is behaving anyhow. God can never depend on you for that. Never, never depend on you for that. You are the one that Satan knows who you are. He make you caricature, make caricature. Anytime you want to disgrace you, you just come out. Oh, then you are tumbling and tumbling and tumbling. Then he'll be laughing. He knows you have eternal life. Oh. He knows. You know, once you have eternal life, you have it. But you make your life miserable here. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The power you have, we have, many of us don't know it. If you know it, hallelujah, you will tap from that power to help you live life, I say, at the same market. Another person they sell in market. Then he go do something. He go cover my own. So that no be somewhere you go. You went somewhere now. You know they go somewhere. You know get where you they go. Why will somebody start a church and the church will fold up? They say because there's one church opposite them in that area. They say no other church will exist. So if you come, they will drive you away. That is even evidence that that church is not the church of Jesus Christ. Because it should welcome you. And then all of you will be doing programs together. But if you are angry because my church is at Ijesha, you are occultic, you are of the kingdom of darkness. Light and darkness cannot live together. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Church, close church, close. You want to start building. You want to start building. Like Pastor Dominic said yesterday, after molding 4,000 blocks, one woman called. And I saw the thing dead there for how many years? Now that same spirit follow you come church where you they sleep. And that same thing, you and you. Now the spirit come so that you will go and you continue to have control on you. For faith coming by hearing. So if he can make you not hear me, you won't have faith. He has succeeded in your life. It's true now, but if it's time for prayer, sleep we go. What are you praying? Well, you don't know what to pray. You are depending on the prayer point the pastor will call. After service, uncle, which one you go pray? Well, you don't know what to pray. And they teach you something now. You don't sleep. Not because 3 days only, you don't sleep for night. Three days only, you don't sleep for night. Huh? Who be your pastor, sir? Our members of this church, call any of us 1 a.m. He go answer you, he's awake. If he not answer you, not purposely he not answer you. If he tell you, say, I didn't see, na lie. Or maybe he put it on silence because he dey pray. We are taught to do midnight prayer because we know the importance of midnight prayer. We call it 1 hour with Jesus. That's not telling you that you should call me at night. At night is for prayer. It's not for phone call. Not for phone call. I know pastor is awake now. By now, don't finish prayer. Ingri, ingri, ingri. After prayer, I don't go sleep. Every Friday we are here. Every Friday. Better prayer group. Rehoboth. Every week. Who again? Avesta, prayer group. Who again? Our sister, daughters of Zion. Where are they? The daughters of Philip and daughters of Zion. Two prayer groups. Here, what are we doing? Praying. Praying. You too, call almost every Saturday. They're here. One program or the other. They're there. Praise the Lord. For this wicked generation, you don't sleep. Hey. Before you sleep, ensure yourself with prayer. Then lie down and sleep. They're traveling now. We told people to come. To come for prayer camp. Let us pray before we go. They're in Lagos, so they are lying down on their bed. What are they doze off? What are they wake up? They're still on. Oh, they're giving offering now. See prophecy. Prayer point is given there. You lie down for bed. And they talk to you. You wait, they lie down for bed. Holy Ghost, fire. Holy Ghost, fire. You are finished. You are finished. We will not get bed. I've been 9 weeks here. We not get bed. In Lagos, even you online, uncle, that's why you don't enter Zoom. So that we don't go see you, they lie down. With your sleeping wear, shimmy, for bed. They join VG. Lazy people. But this same online, once it's time, some other person don't bath, carry table, put their TV, you know, tie her tie, begin say, Lord, let today be my day. And they are connecting here until we share the grace. You lie down there. How can we be in the same level with you? that the wife, they just throw out, share it. That their children, they wake you from sleep. There are some problems that God allow to come so that we will develop our prayer life. I believe that God allows some problems on his children to develop their prayer life. Because when they see, there are some dreams when they receive, God, they allow it so that you start to do night prayer. Every time you see dirty people. Every time you see dirty people. It will hit you, you wake up, your hand will begin pain you. Nobody could tell you to pray for night. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Praise the Lord. It is what you know that will set you free. Eh? Don't stop telling me, daddy, you carry grace. It's not grace I carry. I carry knowledge, revelation. Revelation. How can I know what the blood of Jesus Christ did and be afraid of what somebody used the blood of an animal to do against me? It's knowledge. It is not grace David had that conquered Goliath. It was revelation.
Yes, sir.
It's revelation. Who is this uncircumcised? You are looking at the covenant of circumcision. He knew the power of that covenant. He knew the power of that covenant. Who is this uncircumcised? Who is this unbeliever challenging me? By what power? He that is in me, greater that is in me, not greater that is in the church. Some of you boast of the church you come from. Some of you boast with your pastor's name. No. Greater is he that is in me, a possessed witch will come to challenge me to my knowledge, to my knowledge, to my hearing. Ha! Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? He said, if the Son shall set you free, it's not by mouth. When you say, Jesus has set me free, don't quote the Bible. Look at where it was settled. It was settled at the cross. I am free. I am a Nigerian. It is not because of the passport I carry. It is because I know my foundation. I know I'm a Nigerian. Therefore, I am entitled to the benefit Nigerians have for being Nigerian. I am a Christian. I don't worship any other deity. The deity of all deities is my deity. At the mention of his name, every knee bows. And that name is not a talisman. Do you understand? The name Jesus is not a talisman. A talisman is what somebody prepared and gives you. You don't know the composition. You only take it and keep it according to his instruction. But brethren, if you know the composition of that talisman, you will go and prepare it yourself. You will hold it with knowledge. That name Jesus is not a talisman. That name Jesus is not an ordinary name. That name was inherited. That name is the name of the creator of the heavens and the earth. When I call that name Jesus, I am calling the attention of the creator of the heavens and the earth. Every knee bows in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. When I call that name, shout that name, let me hear you. Shout that name, let me hear you. The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus Christ came. Oh, glory be to God. Sing me this song. That day he was hanging there. He shouted, it is finished. He says, oh, happy day. That is my... It was a happy day. Oh, yes. made this flow. We had to rejoice and tell Israel, chose all.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Happy day.
Happy day.
When Jesus
washed. That took place on earth that has shaken the kingdom of darkness and, you know, destabilized Satan. The first one was when God himself came down as to fulfill Malachi chapter 3. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 and verse 2. Listen.
Behold, I will send my messenger and he shall prepare the way before me.
Who is the messenger? John the Baptist. It was fulfilled, yes?
And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple.
The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. Who is he? Even the messenger of the covenant.
Whom you delight in.
Whom you delight in.
Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
And this was fulfilled when John the Baptist was baptized. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he saw Jesus come. He said, I have need that you baptize me based on what God will show me who you are. He said, no, permit it to be so now. To fulfill a prophecy. It's to fulfill a prophecy. Because Malachi chapter 3 verse 1 and 2 is about to be fulfilled. Hallelujah. And as he entered that water, I came out. That is the first historic event that took place. The Spirit of the Lord came down to man for the first time in the history of creation. God came to dwell in a man. That was when heaven and the earth were united. I say heaven and the earth because we are made from dust. Everyone here, you are dust. We are dust. The creator of the heavens and the earth prepared himself a body. Hallelujah. And came and tabernacled in him. And shouted, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Oh, glory be to God. And it was for a purpose, for the second historic event to take place. As he went to the cross, the next event took place. He shouted, "It is finished." The price for redemption was paid, and the Holy Ghost was released. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost was released. He shouted, "It is finished." The conclusion of the transaction for our release, for our freedom, it was concluded on the cross. And now, I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. I don't know how many people can say it. Me, I belong to Jesus. I say I belong to Jesus. So who is a demon husband when you have this revelation? Which price did he pay for you? Who is a demon wife? When did you marry her? What was the bride price? It has been returned to her papa at the cross. He paid it all. He paid it all. He paid it all. It is finished. It is finished. The thief cometh never to steal, kill, and destroy. But he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. I cannot be in bondage again. I can't be in bondage again. My life is no longer controlled by any shrine. But he will never give up. The fight continues. He will never give up until the seed of the woman finally cut off his head. He will fight him. He will fight his children. He will fight his church. That's why he said, "I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail." They will attack, but they will not succeed. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem.